That's right. It's time to jump on the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 23rd of February. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 303, Roman Emperor Diocletian ordered the raising of the Christian church in Nicomedia, beginning the 8 years of what is known as the Diocletian persecution. Also known as the Great Persecution, it was the final and most severe persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire. Christians had their legal rights rescinded and were forced to sacrifice to pagan gods or face imprisonment and execution. The persecution, of course, failed to stop the rise of the church in Rome. Yeah! 1455, Feb 23rd, is the traditional date for the publication of the Gutenberg Bible, the first Western book printed with movable type. Remember the Alamo, the Siege of the Alamo, prelude to the Battle of the Alamo, began on this day in 1836 when forces of the Mexican Republic attempted to take the Alamo Mission, defended by a small force of Texans and Tejahos, which included famous members James Bowie and Davy Crockett, among others. Although vastly outnumbered, the Texans defended the mission for 13 days until an early morning assault on March 6th saw the Mexicans break through and kill almost all the Texans except for a few civilians. 1861, then President-elect Abraham Lincoln arrived secretly in Washington, D.C. after the thwarting of an alleged assassination plot in Baltimore, Maryland. 1903, Cuba leased Guantanamo Bay to the United States in perpetuity. Bad move, of course, used for some pretty awful stuff by the U.S. these days. February 23rd in 1917 saw the first communist demonstrations in St. Petersburg, Russia, marking the beginning of the February Revolution, which would eventually see the abdication of Tsar Nicholas II and the formation of the Russian Republic. 1945, during the Battle of Iwo Jima, a group of United States Marines and a U.S. Navy hospital corpsman reached the top of Mount Suribachi on the island, and a photograph raising the American flag. Very, very famous image if you know the one I'm talking about, called Raising the Flag on Iwo Jima. And some more modern Australian history to finish us off. In 1987, the first mobile phone call was made in Australia. In 1998, after generator breakdowns at four major coal-fired power stations, rolling blackouts hit the city of Brisbane and much of southeast Queensland. And in 2004, Tasmanian Premier Jim Bacon resigned after being diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer, handing power to his deputy, Paul Lennon. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well. The 20th PM of Australia, William McMahon, was born on February 23rd in 1908. You might know him also as the father of actor Julian McMahon. Julian didn't get his looks from his father, thankfully. Peter Fonda is 78 this morning. Aziz Ansari, no comment. He's 35 today. And Dakota Fanning is 23. Oh man, am I feeling a little bit old. Little Dakota Fanning, if you remember her, is in her 20s, in her early 20s, if you can believe that. Some famous musos for us as well. Rock and blues guitarist Johnny Winter was born on Feb 23rd in 1944. John Norum of the band Europe is 54 this morning. Would have loved to play you out on the final countdown, but this one I couldn't go past. Going out to Brad Whitford, guitarist for Aerosmith. Also some backing vocals on this track. He joined the band in 71, replacing original guitarist Ray Tabano right before Aerosmith really made it big. He's 66 this morning, going out on Aerosmith. Love in an Elevator for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.
loving an elevator, living it up when I'm going down.